This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This episode of the JRE Review is brought to you by Inkabooch. Inkabooch is a new kind of kombucha combining all of the probiotic benefits of other kombuchas with the antioxidant benefits of purple corn-infused tea. Purple corn has some of the highest levels of antioxidants in the plant world, and combined with kombucha, results in a powerhouse of nutrition. Visit Inkabooch.com to check out their great selection of drinks, including spice berry and ginger coconut. All right, this episode of the Joe Rogan Experience Review is for MMA 56 with Brendan Schaub. Brendan Schaub, of course, is one of Joe Rogan's best friends. He's an ex-UFC fighter, was on one of the Ultimate Fighter episodes, got to the final, got knocked out by Big Country, almost won though. Very good fighter, really. Beat some legit guys, didn't quite ever make it as a top contender, and has since retired from the UFC and has become a stand-up comedian and a popular podcast host with good podcasts like Big Brown Breakdown, Fighter and the Kid, and he's starting a new one with comedian Theo Von called something like The Rat King and the Sting. I'm not sure it's new. But anyway, their conversation was good, as always. Very funny. Got silly. And covered lots of MMA. So let's get started with the review. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want? So the first thing they get into is talking about cars. They're car guys. They both have really sweet Porsches, I believe. GT3s, both of them. Brendan just bought a purple one with gold rims. I've seen it at the comedy store before, actually. It's a sick ride. You know, it's a very nice car. So they start talking about Ford's new Ford GT. And how it's only made in automatic. And what a shame that is. I guess they are more kind of standard stick drivers. Though I was under the impression that automatics these days are faster than having sticks. So I don't even know why, other than the feel and the response of it being a standard transmission, you'd even bother. I mean, if it's a lot safer and quicker and more effective, just hold that steering wheel and go. That's what makes sense to me. I don't know. I'd rather just sit in the back of a Tesla with an AI system that drives me to work, but that's just because I'm living in LA and I don't want to drive in this traffic. It's a nightmare. But at the end of the day, you know, how many people are buying these kind of supercars? Only the super rich. They're very, very expensive cars. They're not even electric. They are gasoline. They get bad gas mileage. And that really adds to the carbon footprint of things, which is a big focus right now. People want electric cars. Brendan, if you know him from his podcast, does not like electric cars. He's not a fan of them. He likes old school muscle cars. And I think it might help him a little to spend a little time maybe in the electric cars, because they are very fast. Some of the new ones, I'm pretty sure the Tesla Roadster is quicker than any car on the road, 0 to 60, and carbon footprint's a real thing. You know, it's bad. It is. So keep that smaller. And Joe mentions how scientists are trying to make carbon scrubbers, which led Brendan Shaw to just talk about a story of when he was in Sacramento not that long ago doing comedy. There were all the fires up there, and he looked out the window and he couldn't see anything. I mean, the smoke was so bad. People were wearing those masks, you know, like the how Asian people do on the subway systems and around, but people were doing it everywhere. And I remember when the fires were here, even in Malibu, like they were coming down into Hollywood and LA and Santa Monica, Venice area, and people wearing masks here. I mean, it was pretty scary. Air quality got nasty. It can happen. It's a real issue. A lot of things burnt down. It's awful. And you know, even some firefighters lost their jobs for taking some pictures of them like on a swing set or on a rocking horse next to a burnt down house. And it's kind of messed up. They were talking about it. Like Joe even said, this is messed up. You know, they just put the fire out. They're not really mocking the house that burnt down other than just saying, look, they're just, I don't know, just trying to let off some steam. They got a tough job. I say give them a break. But who am I? I don't get to decide these things. Joe and Brendan talk about something that's kind of more uniquely them and other celebrities, just how celebrities will get harassed for photos and pictures, which gets kind of annoying. People would just run up to them in the middle of conversations and take a picture, and that can be quite distracting, and it's something that they have to get used to. And Joe happens to Joe a lot, probably more than Brendan, but Brendan is famous enough, you know, people recognize him, probably stop him as well. They talk about, Joe told a story about one time The Rock was at the UFC and somebody just came up and jumped between them to, physically jump between them to try and get a picture, and The Rock was cool about it and stayed calm. But that would be something that is incredibly frustrating, I can imagine. So, I don't know. If you guys are out there seeing famous people, give them a bit of a break. I mean, you know, you can say, oh, woe is them that they're famous and, you know, they've got this great life. But they need a bit of time, especially if they're out with their family. I mean, if somebody that you really respect is out just hanging out with their kids, let them hang out with their kids. They get into talking a little bit about Brendan's comedy career. He has a special coming up that he's shooting. And Joe mentioned, would he ever move to Vegas, you know, if he got, like, residency there, if they paid him a shit ton of money, would he move to Vegas and do his life out there, even if it was a huge amount? And Brendan said no, he's not into it, he doesn't like the feel of it, maybe from his days in the UFC or otherwise, it stresses him out. Rogan kind of agreed. I think that they both have fond-ish memories. I mean, there were times in both their past where Vegas has done a lot for him. I mean, so much of the UFC is Vegas. So for Joe, he knows that town very well and goes out there quite a bit. But their home is LA. And almost too much of the energy there in Vegas. I don't know. What do you guys think of Vegas? Like, to me, it's fun to visit, but I can't stay there more than a few days. Then Brendan talks a little bit about his new podcast idea with Theo, kind of what brought it about. Theo Vaughn was on Rogan recently, and I reviewed that episode too. So Theo is a very silly comedian, very funny, and I think that the two of them will be very good when it comes to a podcast. I think their podcast will be very funny. I believe, again, it's called Rat King and The Sting, Rat King being Theo, Sting being Brendan, for whatever reason. Maybe, I don't know, he looks like a wasp. But I can't wait to listen to it. It's going to be segment-based, so kind of not free-form conversation like Rogan, segment-based. Kind of fan submissions, they ask questions. They do a thing called Roast My Aunt, where someone will send in a picture of their aunt and they're like, make fun of them, which sounds quite funny. And yeah, I think it's going to be excellent. So keep an eye out for that if you're into very funny stand-ups. And the last bit that they talk about, since it is an MMA podcast, and they did slightly talk about something MMA, is they get into greatest of all time. You know, who is the greatest of all time? The age-old UFC discussion. And really, it was like heavyweight, whether it's Kane, whether it's DC. They talked about Stipe Miocic and how he really has the best record of all time, but now that he's lost to DC, he's not really talked about, which is kind of harsh, I think. Talk a little bit about Cain Velasquez's return, how powerful he is. Will DC fight Cain? Will DC fight Jones? I really think that a Jones-Cain fight would be incredible. That, to me, John Jones versus Cain Velasquez would be a really incredible fight. But how I'd want that to go down is I'd want Cain to be back for a little bit. You know, get the ring rust out. He's been out so long. Really get back into that top form where he's just smashing everyone like he was. And then just put those two wrestlers and incredible strikers against each other and see what happens. I mean, Jones' reach is going to be unbelievable for Cain, but if Cain can get on the inside, he's so fast. I don't know. That would be an incredible fight. But we'll have to see. But either way, this conversation between Joe and Brendan was really interesting, very funny. Those guys always crack me up when they get together. So check it out. That's it for the review today. Thank you so much. There'll be more coming soon. Thanks for listening, and again, this review was brought to you by Inkabooch Kombucha. Go to inkabooch.com to order your drinks today.